I was going to say, I don't know how Mitchell's twisty lid is going to really work here in the world of sound effects.
But he didn't hear all that pressure come out of the bottle?
Robert, where did you get that beer?
I don't want to talk about it.
It does look a little familiar.
I plead the fifth.
That's the beer that's been that was in my golf bag for like 5 months.
Oh. Maybe this is it. Did you happen to take it out of your bag and put it in the cooler?
Yeah, because I have that big sleeve cooler that I use, and so like I had pulled it out and it was in there, and I put a bunch of beers for Patrick in it and I gave it to Patrick. I threw that in the back of the truck, and then I think it ended up in the cooler, ended up inside, and then you took that cooler with the beer, and then now you're drinking it.
How old did you say it was?
That might be a holdover from last year. I'm not sure.
It tastes about
probably has a higher alcohol content now.
No, I can tell you that much. Just tastes very off. I might need to go grab another beer.
Alex saw you pull it out, and I'm like, is that my golf bag beer?
Yeah. I have about 50 Modelos sitting in my fridge right now.
I like Modelos.
I have a ridiculous amount of beer sitting in my fridge right now. It's uncomfortable almost. I don't know what to do with it all, you know?
Just have to drink it.
Yeah, that's the plan. We've got a long football season ahead of us. Plenty of beer to go around, so. Bachelor party. I'm just going to lead into it just like that. Bachelor party. For those of you that don't know, we were at a bachelor party on Saturday night. And was it Saturday night? Yeah, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday and Saturday night.
This was for our good old buddy that, decided to go to his funeral Saturday night for him. Celebrate.
Patrick O'Houlihan.
Yeah, his last moments on Earth.
Patches O'Houlihan.
And, dude, so everyone knows that we golf on this channel, right? I think out of the entire bachelor party,
some of
man,
us better than others.
I think, as most of us know on the channel, that we like to golf here, you know, mainly because it's fun to go drink and booze with the buddies and be outdoors and smack the shit out of a white ball and act a fool, drive a car drunk, whatever, right? Is there anything else that you guys golf for? That's about it, right? That sums it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get your frustrations out, maybe.
Yeah.
But then you just add to it, so, you know.
So, Gage, I never asked you. We're going to kind of lead into this, like, hole by hole here, because I would say I want your guys' opinions. I'm going to start with Gage. But I feel like that was one of the crazier rounds of golf that I think I've kind of been a part of in terms of, like, just kind of weird shit happening hole to hole and just, it was oddly like a really good round of golf, and watching other people just play have a really oddly good round of golf and people being a lot better at golf than I thought they would be. What were your guys' thoughts? Gage?
Me? Oh, yeah. There was, outside of a certain shot or two, there was a lot of weird bounces I noticed. So, like, Sean teed off on number three, and, I mean, he, like, hooked it bad, and it hit a house, you know, off the fairway, bounced off the house all the way back into the middle of the fairway.
What?
Nice.
Dude, it was nuts. And, like, it was just, like, dead center in the fairway.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, holy dude, crap. It was so funny. But, no, I mean, I thought it was a great round. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Mitch, what were your thoughts?
I was mostly just surprised that, like, how good Justin is, how far he can hit it.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous that he like played the entire day with a 9-iron and
yeah.
I was hitting it like 200 yards.
230 yards, dude.
He hit his 9-iron anywhere between 80 yards and 220 yards.
That's nuts. Yeah, see, yeah. We didn't get to really play with him, but we saw a couple of his shots.
Yeah. He just about, what was it, Mitch? Like 12 holes, just using a 9-iron, including par 5s, par 3s, the whole range. He, on 12 uh-huh. different holes, just using a 9-iron, was like putting for birdie. And missed every single birdie. The dude would straight up be in, like, the PGA, dude, if he could, like, learn how to fucking putt or, like, take the game.
Seriously?
I guess seriously. Yeah. In which we had a very lengthy conversation with him, and he was like, I want nothing to do with golf and taking it seriously. I did that for the beginning of my life, and he was like, I don't want anything to do with it at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he takes a whole lot of things in his life seriously anymore.
No, he definitely does not.
That's probably a good way to live your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Probably lives pretty stress-free.
Yeah. Which you'd think, though, that if you had that kind of natural ability for sports and everything, like if it were me, I would go to the PGA for like 2 years, just rack up a few cool mil, and then just not take life seriously after that. You know?
Yeah, then you could just be like a golf instructor the rest of your life.
Yeah, anything. You could fucking mow golf course grass for the rest of your life for all that mattered.
Yeah.
Gage, what did you think? Well, let's dive into this first. Okay, so the sixth hole. Seventh hole.
Yeah.
We decided to play a fun little drinking game.
This was Robert's idea.
Yeah. Which, because I had seen this before. I've seen it before. I've played it with other friends. It definitely, there's other, I guess, other ways to play this game, but we decided to keep it, I guess, as simple as possible. But all you do, you lay a beer can down on the ground on its side, stick a tee into the beer can along the bottom half, tee up the ball on said beer can and tee, try to drive the ball the best you can without hitting the beer can, and generally when you hit the tee just right or you hit the ball just right, the tee will kind of like tear a slot into the beer can, and then you pick up the beer after you hit your ball and then you shotgun it, right? Fun little way to just like, if you're looking to get fucked up, you could do this on like three holes and get your golf game really, really going real quick if you wanted to. I'm assuming you guys, just based on the way that when I was trying to describe the whole thing, I think I was the only one that had ever done that before. Mitch, did you not do that with me at all, ever?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought me and you had done that before, but...
Yeah, you, me, and John, I think, did it once.
Yeah. Craziest shot I think I have ever seen, though, in person, by far. I literally don't think I've seen anyone have this crazy of a shot. And Patrick, the Bachelor, he takes his shot. We all think that this thing, like, sliced heavily into the helms and we didn't hear a crash. And we all kind of, like, watched the ball. I think every single one of the balls, man. You kind of watch it going off first, but you immediately, like, pan back to whoever just hit it to see if they're shotgunning the beer. Like, that's your innate, like, I got to watch them shotgun the beer. Fuck the ball. We'll go find it later. So I don't think anyone really saw where the ball went. Ball goes flying in the air over the trees. I kind of thought that it hit some homes. We're all casually playing. We all decide to group up, eight of us. We're playing our balls. And then all of a sudden we look up and there's a ball on the green. We're like, what the fuck? Whose ball is that? Like, Sean, is that yours? No. Justin? No. Mitch? No, mine's back here. I'm over here. Whose fucking ball is that? Patrick decides to drive up there, the bachelor. And no shit, his ball landed no more than it literally had to have been about half a fucking inch from the cup.
Mm-hmm.
On a par four.
Right, and around, an inch into the ground.
And an inch into the ground. And it had to have been like a 307-yard drive out of a beer can in half an inch from getting a hole in one. That is, for those that don't golf, that is just stupid, man. I can't even do that on an 80-yard chip. I can't do that on a 20-yard chip. I can't do that at all. I wouldn't be able to do that to save my life. So that alone, dude, made it like one of the craziest things that of the, like the entire day, the entire night.
Yeah, that was the coolest thing of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, by far. And then the second thing for at least me and Mitch was watching, yeah, a buddy of ours crank out a 9-iron 220 yards and land about fucking 15 feet from the hole. And it was just like, dude, what the fuck is happening? Like, I don't even want to play golf anymore, man. Like, this is just, like, unfair just watching all of this, like, break down. So, besides that, though, it was a great time. Gage, besides that golf shot, what else happened that night that just...
Like, the whole day?
Was memorable.
Or just golfing? We're talking the whole day?
Yeah, the whole day. Mitchell's finding the yardage on that hole now, I can tell.
Yeah.
I don't know. The tee shot was like the thing that stands out more than anything. I don't really have like a memory like specifically that was just like that was crazy, or at least I don't remember anything that was that
Rob,
crazy.
Were you looking at the yardage?
I was on like Sunday, I think, or Saturday night or something.
You have a good memory. It's 307 yards.
Boom. There we go.
Going over those trees.
Yeah. Yeah. In a straight line from tee box to the hole.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's absolutely insane. Another part that was memorable for me, at least, I guess, Gage, if you didn't have anything else. Mitch, what did you have actually? Did you have anything that stuck out to you? Good time?
I just realized that because I didn't actually count my yardage off of my tee shot on the last hole, I hit it like 315 yards.
What's the, from the Blues, what's the yardage from the first tee box, the one that I greened? That was probably my best drive of the entire day. Everything else went downhill from there.
I lost one ball the whole day, and it was on my first tee shot, right into the water, 50 yards in front of the tee box.
That first hole, it's 301 yards to the front, 315 to the mid.
I'll accept that.
I mean, for me on that last hole, yeah, I like hit it 315-ish yards, and then I like drilled one into the fucking trees and bounced it out onto the fairway.
Yeah.
And then like landed it on the green and then nailed like a 60-foot putt for birdie. So that was pretty sick.
Yeah. I feel like one of the other memorable things, man, and that this is just like this will stick in my head forever, more so just because I have this memory of Tyler everywhere I go. I feel like just no matter what, whenever I'm partying with him, it could be at my house, his house, apparently downtown, it could be in Mexico. It just doesn't matter, dude. If we're out partying late and getting shit-faced and everyone could be starting to pass out drunk, Patrick's puking, Jeremy's already in bed. I walk outside, dude, in my bathing suit, just trying to drink a fucking Gatorade or a Prime, just trying to, like, sober up. What is Tyler doing, man? Find that motherfucker grilling up 30 fucking chicken wings by the grill with a beer in hand, just going to town, dude. Going to town on that grill. That dude has got to eat. He's just fucking down in them chicken wings. He's got a brat bath going on. He's just sitting there having a great old fucking time. He's like, which one of you fuckers is going to eat some of this shit with me? I'm just like, bro, I am tired, man.
Dude, it's like 3 in the morning or something, right? Yeah, it was literally like 3:30 in the morning, and he was still fucking grilling.
Yeah. I got him to get out of the hot tub at like 3:20, finally. And I'm out there, I'm like, bro, we gotta go to bed. He's like, I'm staying in the hot tub. I'm like, I'm not just gonna leave you in the hot tub. We're gonna find you dead out here in the morning. It's like, at least get out of the hot tub. He's like, no. And I'm like, oh my God. All right, just come inside. Come on. There's more beer inside. Come on. Come on. After he took an hour and a half or whatever to grill those fucking chicken legs.
Yeah. And you know what I realized, man? We all, okay, I'm gonna give, Carter was a mess. Right, this guy Carter, dude, blacked out, drunk mess from like 6 o'clock until whenever, pretty much. Like the dude was a mess before
he was
even.
Like when we were like walking to the Rockies game.
Yeah, before the night he was even like begun.
Yeah,
he was
gone. And I just remember he like gets out of the pool because we force him to get out of the pool. We're like, Carter, seriously, you look like you're about to fucking pass out, dude, in the pool, and we don't have the energy, capacity or soberness to like go fetch you, dude. Like, you're gonna die. No, I'm fine. No, Carter, seriously, get out. And he like can barely get out of the pool. He's like fucking rolling out of this thing, dude. And then he like stands up and he just walks over to the grill and just takes a bite out of raw chicken. I'm like, Carter, what are you doing? fucking raw chicken.
And then he went and ate some of that tri-tip that was like raw too.
Raw.
I mean, it might have been like a rare piece, but then it was sitting on the counter for like 4 hours. So
it's probably more than that, dude. Like six.
Actually, I was gonna say it might even been like eight.
Yeah. So it's like we finally put him to bed. Tyler's still just sitting there grilling chicken wings, and I give Tyler props for being an amazing griller, dude. Great at smoking meats. Great at grilling. Great at all this stuff. You know when he's not great at grilling? When he's drunk and doesn't have a fucking Insta read because he turns into Margaret and just thinks it's only cooked if it's black. That's the only way to know that it's black. All I heard the next morning was like, yeah, those chicken wings are terrible. He fucking overcooked the living shit out of all of them. They were like,
we waited so long for those. And I just remember, dude, finally, I mean, he takes them off and it was just like,
I mean, even the ones that he was cooking before we left to the game, he forgot about them.
Yeah.
And I remembered, and I like went out there and looked at them, and yeah, all of them were like black on one side. It's like, well, I guess I'll flip them over because I don't know what else to do with them.
Yeah. So, but this is the thing that just like, if I party with Tyler ever, dude, I can always find him in the kitchen around like 1-2 o'clock in the morning, either making mac and cheese, chicken fingers, chicken wings, brats, burgers, steak, a bowl of cereal, you name it, dude. That's just Tyler for you. I love him for it. So, on a scale of 1 to 10. How crazy was that bachelor party for you guys?
7? 6? Maybe 6.
I mean, I feel like it was a good bachelor party. Nobody got arrested. We didn't really lose anybody. Some people threw up. Nobody woke up in a ditch. So, like a 5. Like, I mean, it was a good time, but it wasn't like out of control, you know? We're like, what's Tyler doing on the roof?
10 out of 10, good vibes. Yeah. 3 out of 10, craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 out of 10, had a really good time, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's at least that. And then the next day, following up the bachelor party, the three of us all go and decide to continue on our burrito challenge, finding one of the best burritos in the South Denver metro area. And this time, instead of going to, last time it was Rudy's Deli, which was good. We went to Gage's favorite hot spot. The
Venalonzo's.
Fucking girthy burrito, bro. Fucking
yeah.
Girthy
burrito. Yeah, it's like a, almost like a Qdoba burrito, you know?
Yeah.
Size-wise.
Yeah.
It's moist. It's got good flavor. There's not too much tortilla. It's got a good healthy mix of just kind of everything. And
we all got chorizo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And I don't know if it was just my hungover state or if it's literally just that's how big the burrito is, but none of us were able to finish the burrito.
No.
We all had to take it home. But I feel like if I wasn't hungover, I would have maybe have been able to have finished it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, Gage, we know that that's your favorite breakfast burrito, right?
Well, yeah, probably. For like something right in my area, yeah, definitely. Yeah. If I'm going somewhere, it's that.
In a to-go burrito, too. Not like yeah, a smothered. Not smothered. Yeah.
Right.
Mitch? What was your thoughts?
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, it was really good. I really liked the I mean, maybe it was just the chorizo. I don't know if they actually seasoned anything or if they just let the chorizo do all the talking, but it had a really good, you know, spiciness to it without the hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was a little bit more eggy than I would have liked.
Okay.
I felt like I did have a lot of egg. It could have had just a little slightly better, you know, ratio of ingredients, but
it almost needs something that's a little crispy in it, you know?
Bacon. Yeah.
Well, like, or even like a hash brown or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they just had like cooked the chorizo longer so that way it became crispy, you know?
Yeah.
And that could have given you kind of that crunch.
Given it more of a sear. Than
yeah.
The mellow cook that it had on a low heat, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, I mean, it was a very, very solid breakfast burrito.
Yeah. It was good enough that I convinced my assistant to go grab me another one tomorrow morning. So.
Nice.
I'll be having one sober this time, not hungover, and see how that one goes. And my coworker decided to get a chorizo bacon breakfast burrito. So I'll let you guys know how those ones turn out in the morning.
Nice.
I didn't even know that you could get two meats.
Yeah,
apparently, man. I think they'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I pre-ordered them online. And you can add like as many meats as you want, really. You could probably crisp it up and give you that bite that you want, you know?
Yeah, so, right.
Maybe next time, but and then otherwise by the very end of, not even by the end of the day, by like middle of the day Sunday, Tyler dude was so gung-ho about this whole like going paddleboarding thing. He was blowing up my phone on the way home after I dropped you guys off, and it was just like, bro, I'm too tired. I'm dying right now. I need to go home and just lay down. I'll call you this afternoon. By the time I got home, Margaret was showing me pictures that Tyler had already fallen asleep just by the time that I got home. And I guess apparently, dude, also by the time I got home, which probably right around the same time that you guys probably were getting home or whatever.
Yeah.
Patrick was asleep. Carter was asleep. Justin was asleep. Tyler was asleep. And then I fell asleep.
Gage, did you go to sleep?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fell asleep on the couch, but it wasn't until like probably 2 or 2:30, but yeah, I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mitch? Did you?
I didn't go to sleep, no.
Yeah.
I just, I don't know if I just like, I think I was feeling a little sick when I was lay down. So I actually just got right here in this exact chair and just kind of like laid back. And then I like thought about playing video games and I just like, I couldn't get myself to do it. So I like, I think I had like something on Hulu. And I was just literally just laying here watching it. And then like I ran out of water and I was like, oh, fuck. And I did nothing about it. I just continued to sit there and like was like, I am so thirsty, but I like, I can't move. If I move, I might puke.
Oh man, yeah. I did fall asleep for a little bit, and then eventually, man, I did get up and I went and played some video games. Ended up, I had to find like the chillest video game of them all. That just super low key, super mind numbingly, just like there's nothing to it, you know.
Yeah,
I did that for the entire afternoon. So, but yeah, it was a good weekend to say the least. It was fun.
Right, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
So, all right, on to gaming news. Guess what comes out next Friday, Mitch?
Starfield?
Yeah, Starfield. You got it right this time. Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
That comes out on the 1st?
If you pre-order for early access.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Did you pre-order for early access?
Not yet, man. I'm kind of waiting to see if the reviews come out first before that. If the reviews...
Can you pre-order... If you pre-order now, obviously you get it on the 1st or whatever, but can you pre-order then on the 2nd and get it on the 2nd? Like, if you see some reviews that come out?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Probably not.
I'd be willing to bet that we won't see any review because it's officially supposed to come out on the 6th, right?
Yeah, comes out on the 6th, and pre-purchasing gives you five-day early access.
I'd be willing to bet that we don't see any reviews until the 5th.
You think?
You think?
Yeah.
I bet the embargo lifts on the 1st.
Yeah.
Because how are they going to keep, with all these people out here with it, how are they going to keep people from making a review, you know?
Yeah, that's right. True. Right. I don't know. That's just my guess. I think the official magazines and all that will wait until the 5th. Because if anything, they'll probably wait to see what everyone is saying, too, and then factor that into their reviews.
Right.
And use that. They'll be playing at the same time, and they'll use that for those 5 days to, you know, make their official opinion. Otherwise, don't video game companies, like, they set when the embargo lifts, right?
Right.
Yeah, so.
And it kind of depends, though, too, man, like, when the embargo does lift, because some game companies that are incredibly confident that their game is just going to crush it and they just don't care, they'll do a full week. Hell, I think God of War was like almost 2 weeks or something in Grand Theft Auto. Like, they didn't wait. They're like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. We already know this is 10 out of 10. Have fun. Here are the reviews. And games that are a little like shy about it, they kind of wait until the last minute. That seems to be kind of an industry standard these days. So if we don't see it until the last day, there could be some scares there. But not that that's like a hard and fast rule, but that seems to be what a lot of gaming companies are doing these days.
Right. I just like knowing how much trouble they've had with that game and all the early access. I'd be really, really surprised if they somehow made it into like an incredible, perfect game by now, and it's like actually 100% ready to go. But you know, I could be eating crow in 2 weeks. Holy shit. Did you guys just hear that thunder?
No.
Oh, I thought that was your stomach, that you were hungry.
No.
But I did hear that,
I just had dinner like an hour ago.
Nice. Yeah. I did hear that. I don't have any weather down here though, luckily. So, one fact, man, that I did not know about Starfield. I mean, I knew that the game was going to be big. I didn't I've been trying to stay away from it for the most part and doing any research on it. I just know that it's made by Bethesda. It's supposed to be a really big game. It's their newest, you know, IP that they're releasing, blah, 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 blah. I did not realize that there's going to be over 100 solar systems and over 1,000 planets that you can explore.
Yeah.
Like, actually land on over 1,000 planets.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they said? Do you remember when No Man's Sky came out? Like, how long ago was that? Like, 6 years ago now? Maybe even more than that. They said basically the same thing, and it was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember
that. Now, they fixed it since, but...
Yeah, I do remember that. You've got to imagine that a gaming company like Bethesda, though, that's released games like Fallout and Skyrim, that they... You'd think that they wouldn't make the same mistake, but they easily could, right? So, but yeah, it's coming out for early access. It's actually in... I misspoke. It's not just pre-orders, but premium edition pre-order. You get 5 days early access, which I think would be really skeptical to want to buy just for 5 days early access.
How much more is the premium?
It's $100 instead of $70.
Oh my god!
That's not worth it.
Yeah, not, for 5 days,
maybe
yeah,
$10 right. bucks, but I'm not paying an extra. Yeah, no way.
Yeah, and it does come with other stuff. There is. Expansions, you know, like a season pass. There's additional weapons, soundtracks, art books, blah 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 blah, booster packs, skin packs. Like, there's all of this stuff. It's not just the 5 day early access thing that, you know, you don't get this just in the base game pre-order, all this stuff. So there are some other perks, but yeah, if I feel like there's not enough hype, I guess, unless you're, for whatever reason, a really big Bethesda fan, to pre-order this game at $100. You know?
Yeah.
So I may wait for the reviews, save my bucks for City Skylines 2, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a game, I think, not City Skylines, but... Starfield or whatever. I'll probably wait until it goes on to like Steam Summer Sale next year or whenever before I buy that one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, that's all I got. Gage, sir, what do you got?
Oh, well,
Have you ever thought to yourself, boy, I wonder how much that goes for online? Look at all this junk I own. Here in this segment, me,
Mitch,
and Gage help you find the answers that you probably weren't really looking for until you email us. Here in this segment, are you sure that's the right price?
Okay. You're right there, Robert.
Yeah, I forgot how bad this beer tastes.
I thought you were going to get a different one.
Yeah, I was, and then I forgot, because I got into the whole bachelor party story, and then I just took a swig, and I realized how bad it was still.
And now it's getting warmer, so it's only going to get worse.
Dude, it's cringy. Cringy.
Just pound it. That's your only hope at this point.
Ugh. Dude, sorry.
Okay, anyway, so like 3 weeks ago, we were on here and we were talking about an auction with a bunch of Steve Jobs stuff, computer, a signed check, business cards, a sealed iPhone, some of that stuff. And we had we talked about prices at the time. But that auction closed, I believe, today, or maybe it was yesterday. So now we're going to play a little guessing game here, and we're going to guess how much some of this stuff costs. So the first thing we're going to start with was a first generation Apple iPhone sealed for, let's see here. The estimate on it was $20,000. So how much do you think a sealed first generation iPhone sold for?
$20,000.
Mitch?
$100,000.
Okay, it's in between the two of you.
60,000?
Lower.
40 $7,250.
I'll give it to you. $45,000. For a sealed iPhone.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you were like a dollar off?
Yeah, right.
Let me see if I can find this other one. There was a sealed. Where the fuck is it?
Seal. A sealed seal.
A sealed seal. Here's a sealed iPod Nano first generation. Mm. How much would you guys pay for a sealed iPod Nano from 2005?
$5.
Mitch? I'm going to guess like 7,000.
Ooh, that's high.
1,000?
No. 4,000?
Oh my god.
Go ahead and just call it there at $2,261 for a sealed iPod Nano.
What is it? Right. 50 megabytes?
Of Nickelback?
I think they were. let's see. It doesn't. Oh, 2 gigabytes. Yeah.
So, wow, 2 gigabytes.
You know. Remember we talked last time about the Steve Jobs business card. This is the Steve Jobs Pixar business card. How much would you, well, not how much would you guys pay? How much do you think a fanboy paid for a Steve Jobs Pixar business card?
$200.
Didn't we talk about this one a couple weeks ago?
We did talk about this one.
I'm trying to remember how much it was at when we were talking about it.
It wasn't a whole lot. It was in the hundreds, from what I remember.
Was it? I thought it was in the thousands. 2,000.
Yeah, close enough. $2,500.
Nice.
For one business card. All right, this one's even better. A sealed iPod Shuffle first generation. Each get one guess. Whoever's closer wins.
That was before the Nano, wasn't it?
No. This would have been like the same time, I think. Let's see. 2005. So, same thing. And this bad boy has 512 megabytes.
Whoa.
It's 120 songs.
3,200.
Wow. Okay, Robert?
3,201.
You bitch.
Mitch is right. $3,061. Robert, you're too high.
Darn.
Yeah, such a bummer. And there's also a sealed iPod Touch first generation for $3,600. A sealed iPod Mini first generation for $3,900. But now we're going to get to the good stuff here. Remember, we talked about the signed check. It's signed by both Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. It was for a payment to get a circuit boards made for the Apple One. And that's pretty much it. Each get one guess. Whoever's closest wins.
How much is the check worth?
Well, it was written for $116.97. So.
Calculating inflation.
Yeah, right. So that actually means it's worth.
$3,000.
Okay. Mitch?
Oh, no. That's got to be like $12,000.
Ooh. Mitch is definitely closer. $108,000. Yeah.
Holy shit.
No way.
What the fuck?
There's no way.
Yeah, $108,000.
Notice how we all just adjusted in our seats of uncomfortableness. Oh my god.
All right,
insanity.
Last one. This is an Apple One computer, fully operational in handmade case with a built-in keyboard, and it is signed by Steve Wozniak, no Steve Jobs, but it is pretty cool. It's an Apple One. How much?
Oh, man. I mean, if the check is worth that much, I feel like that has to be worth more, right?
No, because it was Steve Wozniak, not Steve Jobs. People only care about Steve Jobs.
True.
So it's got to be like a half of that or a third of that would be my guess.
I was just about to say maybe 50,000.
Okay.
35.
Okay. $178,000.
Holy shit, it was more. Jesus.
How much RAM does it have?
I'm guessing 8 kilobytes. Let's see if I can find
Does it play
it
Pokemon Red?
It does not, no.
What a waste.
No, it doesn't actually say how much. Oh, yep. 8 kilobytes.
Whoa.
Whoa there, right. Killer. Calm down also, there.
And killer? There's also a handwritten advertisement draft for the Apple One computer signed by Steve Jobs. There's also some Polaroids that went for $140,000. Yeah.
Some Polaroids what?
They're dick pics from the 70s of Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Nice. No. Nice. Back when you had a fax dick pics to chicks.
That's right.
All valuable stuff. Couldn't imagine living my life without those items.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone has faxed a dick pic?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
You think so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Cool.
Why? You thinking about doing it?
Well, I don't have a fax machine, but yeah, maybe I should get one.
Fax it to your old boss. Just for funsies, you know?
Yeah.
See what he says.
You can't fire me.
Good luck firing me now, yeah. All right. Did you have anything else, Gage?
Sure. The Sony handheld, the Sony PlayStation Portal, will launch later this year. I believe it's going to cost $199.99. It streams games from your PlayStation. It's got an 8-inch LCD screen with a 1080p resolution. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It looks pretty sweet. You guys have seen a picture of it, right? Where it just looks like they cut a PS5 controller in half and shoved a screen in between it.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
I don't know how to describe it, man. Like, it looks cool, and it looks like they didn't try all at the same time.
Yeah, pretty
much. Like,
you're
right. It looks like they literally took a fucking controller, put it on a table saw, zing, and then figured out how to literally, like, super glue a screen in between it, and they're like, looks dope, fuck yeah. Sell it, $200.
I mean, I will say this, compared to, like, the Switch, it looks a lot more comfortable to hold than a Switch, you know, because there's on the Switch, that's what I've always known is holding it. It's pretty uncomfortable because there's nothing to really grip onto and there's no like bumps on the back of the Joy-Con. So like it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. This looks really comfortable to hold.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys played on a Steam Deck?
No.
A Steamy Deck?
No.
No. So none of us have played on the Steam Deck, and none of us, obviously, nobody's played on this on the PS version yet either. Which one would you guys rather have, though?
Well, you need a PlayStation to get the PlayStation Portal. So
let's just say you already had a PS5. Which one would you choose? Mitch, you actually do have this debate. You don't have a PS5, but you have a PS4. I'm sure maybe it doesn't work with the PS4 though.
Mm-mm, I'm sure it doesn't.
So it's PS5 only.
What would you guys do if we all had PS5s?
I'd get a Steam Deck.
Yep.
Because the PlayStation's for streaming games, right? You can actually play games on the Steam Deck, so I could take it on an airplane with me and play games. The PlayStation Portal's not going to do me any good in a situation like that.
Yeah. Right.
the PlayStation Portal's there to go take your gaming to the toilet when you're taking a shit. Like, that's kind of what it is to me.
Until your legs go numb and then you try to stand up and you fall over and break it. Yeah, I would agree. The Steamy Deck is the winner in our book. So, nice though. What else do you got, Gage?
That's pretty much it. I don't know if we're gonna dive into the whole Linus tech tips thing, but that's fun. Good drama.
Yeah, maybe we'll save that for the next episode. If we run out of time here. Mitch, what did you have, sir?
I was gonna just quickly add that I guess the PlayStation Portal is reportedly gonna have a 7 to 9 hour battery life.
That's pretty good.
Compared to the Steam Deck, which I guess the battery life is only like 80 minutes, unless if you like turn the brightness way down and you are running it on pretty minimal settings.
Depends
and whatnot.
What you're playing, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a big advantage to the PlayStation Portal, but yeah.
Nice.
There's a lot of really strong rumors out there that we're going to get a GTA 6 trailer, because there's a very big belief that GTA 6 is coming out in the fall of 2024.
Sweet.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. That'd be really nice. We've been waiting for that for a long time.
I mean, it's been... GTA 5 came out in September of 2013, right? So maybe we'll drop a trailer 10 years on the 10-year anniversary or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, because I had heard a lot of stuff that it was expected to be out in 2025. That's kind of what I've had in my mind this whole time. So if we got a surprise sooner drop, I guess, on everything, 2024, that'd be pretty cool. I'd be happy with that. Whatever they do, though, just don't rush it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's already been 10 years. There's no way they can rush it at this point.
I mean...
Yeah, right.
I would love to say that that's true, but at the same time, there's a lot of people really angry with Diablo 4 and Blizzard right now because they feel that that game was rushed for whatever reason, and that game took like 12 years to make, apparently, so...
I mean, Cyberpunk was the same way, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It was, I partially blame the fans because they were, like, demanding that the studio release the game, and then they released the game, and then the fans were like, what the fuck, it's not ready. And the studio was like, yeah, that's what we were trying to save you guys from, but here we are.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've heard a lot of cool stuff that, like... You know, so they're redoing a lot of the AI in the game. Just making like massive improvements to make make it all feel more realistic. You know, obviously they're going to be using some of the same engines from Red Dead Redemption, like the weather and stuff like that. And, you know, you're reportedly going to be able to have like kind of some NPC interactions like you did in Red Dead.
Yeah.
You know, just cool stuff. They're saying that it's going to be like there's never been any game like it ever, and that it's going to revolutionize the industry. So
revolutionize it how though?
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I heard that they're aiming to make every single building you can like get inside. Maybe it will be like a fully 100% explorable, like, you know, you can literally go anywhere, but I don't know how like anyone's computer could possibly, they'd have to be really smart with how they like generate the map as you travel around.
Tons of like micro, what are they called? I mean, basically seamless loading screens. As the player's walking up to the door, you have to be within, like, call it 5 feet of the door in order for the inside of the house to load, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's not going to load if you're inside of a car unless you're going over whatever speed limit and you're about to crash through the house, then it needs to immediately load the inside of the house to then blow out a corner of the house with said people in it, you know?
Yeah, right.
Something along those lines, like, that would be cool.
I mean, if they're going to make every building playable or that you can go in and explore and that kind of stuff, how big is this game file going to be?
500 gigabytes, probably.
Right. That's something like, am I going to have to upgrade my storage, too?
Yeah.
You know, got to take one for the team in order to play sweet games. Oh, well.
I mean, it's if it's going to be like looking as good as they're claiming, then I'll probably need to upgrade. Date my computer to play it on like the recommended at the recommended level, you know.
Yeah, which we've all talked about that on this podcast. We all feel like we need to upgrade at least some portion of our computer in one way or another already, but that's the life of a computer gamer. There's no point in time is your computer ever fully upgraded ever.
Right.
I mean, maybe for if you got a bunch of money, it's upgraded for all of like a week, and then something else comes out, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's where I will just want to meet at least like the recommended requirements to at least run it like on medium graphics and stuff. It'd be great to run it all on ultra, but I just don't think that's in the playing cards. Unless for some really weird reason it comes out to be just a RAM heavy game and that's it, you know, then I guess I win. But
yeah, right.
It needs nothing else, just RAM.
it's probably not going to happen though. Probably not in the deck of cards. What else do you got, Mitch?
If you are a fan of Dead by Daylight, I think that's the game. Where you run from serial killers. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre game came out. Where it's a 3-versus-4 play style. Got 3 killers and 4 innocents, victims, I don't know what you call it. Actually, it looks really fun. I've been like watching some gameplay all week. And by all week, I mean yesterday.
That counts.
Yes. Yeah. That counts. I don't know, it looks fun. You know, you like break out of the basement and there's like mechanics of, you know, you gotta try and be stealthy, like if you make a lot of noise, then I mean, you know, it's all the same mechanics of Dead by Daylight, but it's got some really pretty graphics and looks like a good time if you can get some friends going.
Or like the game we just played. What was it called?
The putting putt, one. Putter putt? I don't know.
Putt, 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 putter putt, putt.
An oddly satisfying Discord game.
Putt party.
What's that called? Putt party?
Putt party?
Putt party paradise something. Update.
Putt party. Yeah.
That can't be right.
Yeah, just putt party. Putt party.
Putt potty?
Yeah.
The butt party.
Putt potty.
The butt party. If you're really bored on a Friday afternoon and looking to play some golf, go on to Discord. Play the putt party game.
Yeah.
Butt party.
Start up now.
Whiteboard?
Huh. Interesting. Okay. What else, boys?
I don't got anything else.
Sweet. Gage.
What? Good. Yeah, no. I'm feeling pretty good. Okay. Actually, I do have something else. YouTube Music, I know you guys don't use YouTube Music. They have a new thing on there. It's called samples, and it's basically like shorts. It's shorts, but for like music, and you can scroll through music and see if you like the music through a little sample. And that's pretty much it. I thought it was cool. I've been playing with it the last couple days, and yep.
Tell us more, Gage.
We're changing the podcast name to the Krusty Computer Podcast, the CCP.
Or the, yeah, the CCP for short.
Yep, yep. And Mitch and Robert are very artistic.
Yeah, we opened up a the whiteboard on Discord.
Yep. And just been showing Gage how incredibly artistic we are.
Yep.
Because apparently we've lost all attention span in our podcast midstream. So we've resulted to the whiteboard. So I think, guys, that concludes this week's episode. We appreciate you guys joining us on another episode. Be sure to check us out on YouTube. You can find us over at the Bit Garage for now, but apparently the CCP here real soon. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Cheers.
Later.